Yes, this is the Morning Buzz. You're with me, Natasha, on Spice Radio 1200 AM. Lights, camera, action. Six films made in 8 days, and that's why it's called The Crazy Eights. And to tell us more about the longest-running short film program in Vancouver is the executive director of Crazy Eights. She's also the general manager at Ruby Slippers Theatre, a board member with Vancouver Short Film Festival. Give it up for Grace Chin. A very good morning, Grace.
Good morning, Natasha. Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure entirely. Crazy Eights is in its 25th year. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're happy and honored to still be here and serving the community.
This is so exciting. You're making a film in 8 days, as it's rightly called. It's crazy. Tell us more about this challenge.
It's year 25, so it's been running since 1999. And so we have this, we run this program, this short filmmaking challenge every year, and we provide support and funding to six emerging filmmakers based in BC to produce a short film, as well as provide training opportunities to the crew and the cast. And there is a gala screening and after party coming up on April the 20th, where the films are screened for the first time to an enthusiastic local audience, and then the films go on to be seen by audiences worldwide pretty much at film festivals, sometimes distribution as well. CBC Gem, for example, does screen some of our films.
That's wonderful. And how do you select these six filmmakers?
It's a three-step selection process. So submissions open in the fall, and we ask everyone to submit a three-minute video pitch as well as the first three script pages of the project that you're pitching. And typically around 150 to 200 applications every year. And then we select, a jury selects 40 quarterfinalists who move on to a live pitch. In other words, they actually pitch their project in front of a separate jury, and then that jury selects 12 semifinalists that move on to a story/script development process for about a month. And at the end of that, they deliver a final short film script draft. And then that same live pitch jury will select the top six who go on to production.
Wow, that's a tough competition. And I guess it's just a platform that filmmakers need. So tell us about the films that are making the debut this year, just an overview of them.
So the filmmakers this year are a pretty diverse group. The theme last year was surreal horror, because every year there always seems to be something in the air or something in the water that makes people want to make films, and you can always like find a theme in there. So this year the genre seems to be drama comedy, and the theme seems to be overcoming challenges that are sometimes quite personal. So we have a story, they're very socially conscious films, I feel. One of them is set against the backdrop of Chinese-Canadian immigration in the 1990s, and it speaks about the immigrant experience, about how sometimes it can be quite difficult to assimilate, like even if you're a very young person. I believe it's a fallacy. People say that if you come here early enough, it's easy for you to assimilate. I don't always feel that's necessarily the case. And it's about how his family pulls together to help this little boy to feel at home, here. To some topics that are very contemporary. If you're a queer person, how do you find true love? And as we know, the online dating scene can be quite challenging these times. And there's another story I'd like to highlight as well. It's about dementia. It's about how a struggling artist, a musician, tries to live and to help his father who has dementia. So I believe it's a really socially relevant but also fun and exciting group of films, and very entertaining as well.
When you talk about Vancouver as a film hub, how do you see a platform like this giving a boost to say movie tourism or to the economy as well?
Vancouver certainly is a film hub, and it's an interesting place because both the more commercial film and television sector intersect quite a bit with the independent filmmaking community. I think that here a lot of people get their start in independent filmmaking. They don't necessarily go straight into working for like a big TV show or anything like that initially. They might start working on independent film projects such as a Crazy Eight film, such as a short film. So this filmmaking program, partly also because it offers a screening opportunity where a lot of people in the industry do come. Crazy Eights has a lot of industry support, for which we're extremely grateful. The Directors Guild of Canada, BC Branch, for example, is represented by a sponsor. Telefilm Canada sponsors us, Creative BC sponsors us, and the local unions and guilds, IATSE, UBCP, the Acting Union, the Cinematographers Union, they all support us. So it can really be a significant springboard for anyone that participates in a Crazy Eights film, because the industry comes to the screening. We usually have it at the center in Vancouver, and that's like about 1,700 people, and we usually sell it out. So it can be very significant in that way, and the connections that you can make, through networking at this kind of event also really do help. Many of our alumni do go on to work locally, and in some cases also internationally within the business. So, we're really happy that it is able to provide DC filmmakers, in some cases, with a start or a transition. One of our filmmakers is already a DGCBC member and has been making documentaries for some time, but she wanted to start making fictional narratives instead, and so she applied to Crazy Eights, and you'll see her film Topic in the at the screening on April 20th.
Can regular folks get tickets for the after party?
Yes. If people want tickets, they could go to crazy8s.film, crazy8s.film, and we do sell on Eventbrite, but the ticket link is there. And we also will sell limited tickets at the door as well, at the center in Vancouver, 777 Homer Street.
And this event is on April 20th, and it's going to be also the after party is going to be at Science World as well. And we're going to give out a couple pass for our listeners here tomorrow. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Have a great day, Natasha. Thank you so much.
You too.